Today, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas ordered big changes to his security services. He put them under the control of the Interior Minister. The move is designed to end rivalries between security agencies that have produced chaos in parts of the West Bank and Gaza. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Since his election in January, Mahmoud Abbas's mantra has been one law, one gun, one authority. To that aim, he has an offer for armed Palestinians, most dissidents from his own Fatah political group. Some 500 men live on the run, wanted by Israeli authorities for activities during the course of the more than four-year-long Palestinian uprising. In exchange for a pledge to halt their armed resistance against Israel, many will be absorbed into the Palestinian security forces. This week, 23-year-old Abu Yazan says he committed to putting away his weapon in order to come out of hiding.
The Palestinian Authority has said to us they will guarantee our safety and security. Israel has told them that they will not touch us.
Many of the men had been members of the Palestinian security forces before becoming militants. Lawmaker Abed al-Fattah al-Hamel says integrating them back into the system is not only appropriate, but he says buys a measure of peace.
We cannot leave our wanted people to be seduced by foreign funds and outside funds. We have to protect them, and we have to provide for them a decent living.
The Israelis are skeptical, wanting to see extremist elements crushed, not co-opted. But Mahmoud Abbas says confrontation is a recipe for civil war, while providing jobs to militants is the surest way to remove them from the streets. Not all Palestinians agree. Mustafa Barghouti opposed Abbas in the January election, and he calls the plan to bring the wanted men into the security establishment a mistake.
I don't think that bringing every one of them into the security apparatus will make the security apparatus more professional. On the contrary, it makes the security apparatus more dangerous, more factional, and it will create even further possibilities of internal fights and further factional politics.
Consolidating Palestinian security forces is another of Abbas's steps aimed at restoring the rule of law and ending independent fiefdoms within the services. Today, Abbas told General William Ward, the U.S. security coordinator here, that the security services, which number more than a dozen, will be merged into three, answerable to the Interior Minister. A purge of the old guard is also underway. A new law forces many officers over 60 to resign. But analyst Muin Rabbani says Abbas's ability to deliver on any reform depends upon his success in achieving an easing of the Israeli occupation. The senior Middle East analyst with the International Crisis Group says the release of more Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails, freer movement for Palestinians in the occupied territories, and a halt to settlement expansion are vital for Abbas's credibility at home.
So his challenge is twofold. Not only to reform security forces, he will also need to make very real and tangible political progress on the Israeli-Palestinian front. Absent that, he won't be able to achieve more than half measures.
Mahmoud Abbas has angrily rejected remarks by visiting Israeli officials in Washington that he has done little to restore law and order. But the Palestinian leader has postponed his visit to the White House until aides say he has more tangible results to show on the security front. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.